Good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming. It is a little bit after 9:30. I'm going to go ahead and call this meeting to order of the special called meeting, the Historic Site and Monument Commission of October 13th, 2021. I'm informed we do have a quorum. There is another member online, so we can go ahead and start the meeting. And thank you all for being here this morning with the special called meeting. So a worthy reason to be here. First, just a little bit of housekeeping. Just want to see if there's a motion to approve the meeting minutes of the previous meeting. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second? Somebody online to second? Is Sean? Second.
Tom, are you there?
Yeah, I thought Sean was talking. I can second it if you'd like.
Yep, no problem. Thanks, Tom. And so without objection, meeting minutes are approved. Okay, moving on to the regular agenda. We have the petition of the City of Savannah, Alderwoman Linda Wilder Bryant for Buhan Avenue. Am I saying that correctly? Okay. And we will have staff present.
Thank you. The applicant is requesting approval to name a portion of Buhan Avenue between Waters Avenue and Reed Court, Lieutenant White Avenue. Per the applicant, Mr. White is the last living person of color officer who was selected to protect and serve in a time in our history when it was not the best of time. He served his community with a standard that has not been surpassed. He is and was respected by the law enforcement community all over the state. With regard to the standards in Article E, public property names should honor and commemorate noteworthy persons associated with the city, county, state, and country. And staff has determined that that standard is met. Lieutenant White is the last living member of the original nine. The name assigned to existing public property should not be the same as any other in the city, and there is no known same name. Therefore, the standard is met. Naming requests shall take into account community diversity, the historical significance, the appropriateness and compatibility, continuity and stability, and those standards are met as well. Staff received a letter of support from Alderwoman Linda Wilder Bryan, and no other public comments were received. Staff recommends approval that the Historic Site Monument Commission recommend approval to City Council to name a portion of Buhan Avenue between Waters and Reed Court, Lieutenant White Avenue, because the proposal meets the master plan and guidelines. And I will say I'll be happy to answer your questions, but there are several people here who know way more than me about Lieutenant White. So
thanks, Leah. Yeah, I was going to say we might want to save the questions for the petitioner, but does any of the staff have a specific question of Leah with the application? As long as there's no questions, we'll hear from the petitioner. Thanks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
If they would come and stand with me, I would appreciate that, please. And Mr. Shiraz. Yeah. So on May the 3rd of 1947, something spectacular happened in Savannah, and it was by way of commissioning nine members of this community, and it made them whole. And so I have something that I wanted to write, but his family is with me. He cannot be here today because I'm just full right now, because we need to give people their flowers while they are alive, and he will be celebrating a birthday on October, when is it, say, like this? October 27th, so his family's here. So I'll just go ahead on because and read what I sent as a petitioner. Good morning. And we also want to thank Joseph Shiraz for a champion this for us from the City of Savannah. It is my most humble and sincere privilege to be able to submit to you and Team Savannah to champion this movement, not a moment, to pay homage to a leader, a life mentor, and who was a well-respected community leader and much-needed hero who has served this community, this city, and this state well when it was not an easy thing to do. Mr. White is the last living person of color who was selected to protect and serve in a time of our history when it was not the best of time. He served this community with a standard that has not been surpassed. He is and was respected by the law enforcement community all over the state. It is my pleasure and my duty to keep his name on the lips of young people who need heroes that they can see, touch, and feel. We need more role models for our young people, and I am committed to making sure his dedicational personal sacrifice and hard work did not and does not go unnoticed and will be seen for many years to come by having this marker in place as a celebration of life that he walked this city, this earth, and left amazing footprints in our beautiful city. I am thankful to share this charge with the citizens of the 3rd District, his family, friends of this entire city council, Mayor Van Arn Johnson II, Mr. Jay Elder, city manager, and all of city council and Team Savannah. Please accept this letter as a formal request to have a ceremonial street sign placed on the street in which he lives and in a timely manner to help celebrate his 97th birthday. Let us hear you say happy birthday. It is also a milestone and a testament that God too is pleased with his exemplary life and service to all. So I just want to thank you all for coming. And it is our pleasure and esteem. You know, we need heroes for these young people to see. But not only is it important because in a time when it was not a friendly time for an impoverished and blighted neighborhoods in Savannah, we had somebody who stood, had an exemplary record, and big feet. I'm not talking about foot. I'm talking about big feet. So that means plural, had to stand and walk in his shadow, which was full of grace. And he was just amazing. I had the pleasure to go to school with his daughter, and we worked together. And people often acknowledged in my presence the wonderful things that Mr. White did. He was a father, an uncle, a brother, and a comedian, too. I had the pleasure to sit and talk to him and enjoy history in his amazing living room. So thank y'all for coming, and thank you for doing this for this family so that they can acknowledge what a legacy means in this community. And the young children, even from this baby, will know that their grandfather left footsteps and prints in the city of Savannah. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Mr. Shiraz.
Thank you. Thank you, Alderwoman.
Thank you, my partner from the 4th District, Nick Palumbo, for showing up in the family. You want to say something?
Oh. Yeah, anyone else that wants to say anything, please.
I just want to say thank you so much. The family really appreciates this. And he couldn't be here today because he wasn't feeling well, you know, with age and everything. But it is an honor and a privilege for him to be recognized. You know, a lot of times you're not recognized within your own self, within your own community. And then for the community to come out to say, yes, this is what we would like to have done. And we just want to say thank you so much. And I know it would be in addition to the museum in his living room, of the picture of the signage. And I just want to say thank you.
Thank you. If anyone else wants to say any words, please feel free to step up.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Joseph Shearhaus with the City of Savannah. I just wanted to make two comments. One, I wanted to thank the commission for agreeing to have this special called meeting. So thank you for that. And two, on a personal note, as you well know, we do several naming initiatives every year, and we do extensive historical research on those individuals who are put forward to be honored. But in the several years in which I've been assisting in some of these petitions, I've never seen an individual with the record that Lieutenant White has. The accomplishments that he's made within our community are truly exemplary, and that's only the ones that we have on record. It's phenomenal, the record that we have of his extreme efforts through both community outreach and policing. And I imagine there's probably dozens upon dozens of other stories that are not within our record that we need to continue to tell. I did just want to make a note to point out that Lieutenant White is truly a Savannian that stands above the rest. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Joe. And also, thank you for your research in that. I personally knew about the original nine, as they're called, but I did not know the full story. And reading that documentation was really moving. And thank you for doing that. I mean, that was really impressive.
Third district, baby.
If anyone else would like to speak, feel free. You don't have to, but if you'd like to.
Wants to say something.
Go ahead and say your name so we know who you are.
I just feel like this is very something that is special to me, and it's very nice to do this for him, and I love it, and it's very great, and I'm happy to be here to do this for him and all.
You're gonna make us cry.
That's awesome. And what's your name? Tell us your name.
My name is Ambition Soleil Presley.
Thank you for coming.
And he is your great uncle.
He's my great uncle.
Wow, that's impressive.
Thank you all.
It's really moving to see you all here as well. Thank
Chris,
you.
This is Melanie Wilson.
Does anyone else want to say any words, or you don't have to?
This is Melanie Wilson. Can you hear me?
Hello, I'm Stephanie Wilson, and I'm his great niece. My grandmother and him were brother and sister. And I know that if my grandmother was here, and she'd be full of joy and happy that he accomplished so much. She was there from the beginning when he entered into the force, and I know she'd be proud.
This is his son.
I'm the eldest son. I'm reluctant to come here because it brings a lot of emotion out, pros and cons. When my father came back, because my grandmother, he was working in Vegas, my grandmother called him, told him to get home. My grandmother was active in the movement, and she's in the Mark Gilbert Civil Rights Museum. The first picture is him, and the second picture is my grandmother in the tent organization. My father, the real story is, my father was the first one sworn in. Because when they had the ceremony to swear in, my grandmother dragged him there 30 minutes before the others got there and got him sworn in. He's the first and the last member of the original nine living in this city. Okay? And he went through a lot of stuff. Yes. From not being able to arrest somebody white to being the first officer to arrest somebody white. He used to tell me that he walked with a nightstick. And sometimes the upper echelon got pissed at him, and they would, River Street back then was a river infested worst place in Savannah. So he had to walk that street in the middle of the night with rats. He'd come home disgusted. He had to bear down and take a lot of stuff. And for him to go this way for so long and finally get honored, I am immensely and everly proud of everything he went through. And if you get a chance, go by the house. You'll be on his porch if you can, and he will talk to you.
Yes, he will.
And he will tell you about his history. And yes, and you will get the stuff that's not documented in those papers. Well, I want, on behalf of my family, those who are here, and those extended family members, I'd like to thank y'all for this, and I appreciate it very much. Good day. Good morning. Good day to you.
We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Chris, this is Melanie Wilson.
Can you write a book or a movie?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Does anyone else like to say anything?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Amen. Hi, my name's Shannon Coakley. I'm his oldest granddaughter. So I remember when I was a little girl, I would just walk places and I would run off like I wasn't supposed to. And I would walk up to an adult and I would be like, have you seen my grandfather? Do you know where he is? And they would say, well, what's his name? And I always knew to say Lieutenant White. And I've never met an adult when I said Lieutenant White, they didn't know who he was. So I didn't understand then how big of a presence he had in our community. I just took it as, okay, well, everybody knows my granddad, so I can't get lost. So to say that, I think in our community, we don't have a lot of examples of a man who has embodied integrity and resilience in what fairness is. And in my life, when I go through things that are hard or I feel like I can't achieve, I have something to look back on and says, I know who I am. I know who I've come from. This man, he's done all this. I know I can achieve. And I don't think a lot of people understand, not only did he give that to me, but he gave it to every child in our community, every child in that neighborhood. There were kids who would walk up to him when I was living in Savannah a couple years ago, and they would say, Lieutenant White, you know, you're like a daddy to me, or that's my grandfather. And he accepted everyone, every child, it didn't matter. And I think to this day, I don't think he understands what he's done for the community and what he's done for people. And I think this is a way to kind of show him that he is loved, he is respected, he is honored among us. And I just want to thank you today for showing him that.
Thank you.
I just wanted to take a moment. First of all, thank the commission for the special call meeting in order to conduct this business today. I think it's well deserved, and I appreciate you all and the family. Alderwoman Linda Wilder Bryan, your leadership, thank you so much. And Joe, and I just wanted to add, you know, and go on the record in honoring this Savannah hero. He's a man of firsts, not just of the Savannah Nine, but of the nation's 20,000 in the first integrated unit in the United States Marine Corps, that he answered the call to service in his nation during World War II and chose what I believe to be the most difficult branch of service. And I know that he's very, very proud of as well. Not only to go on to become a police officer here in one of the first integrated police forces in the state of Georgia, but to go on into a leadership position as well. It's nothing short of a heroic achievement. And I'm so proud that we're here to honor him today in this first capacity, which I'm sure will be many more into the future. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Monroe.
Okay, thank you.
We serve. Thank you.
Absolutely. I can't say how moving it is to see all you all here and hear your stories. It's quite an impressive legacy. It really is. It's someone from, you know, this is before my time, but reading the research, I read through every page of it, and it was incredible. And you can tell there's more to be told too. So hopefully that's forthcoming. Do any of you want to say anything else? Don't want to cut anybody off.
You know, Mr. Chairman, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Melanie, hold on 1 second. I think the director Wilson wants to say something, but go ahead. Go ahead, ma'am.
Linda just reminded me that on October 30th from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock, we're having a drive-by birthday party for him at my home, 1701 East 34th Street, right off of B Road in but near the Truman Parkway side. And so all is invited to come, and we would have plenty of food if you just want to stop by and get a plate and keep going. So everyone is welcome. Thank you.
Again in the third district.
Thank you. Director Wilson, Melanie, are you there? Did you want to say something?
Yes, this is Melanie Wilson, the executive director of the MPC. And first of all, I want to say that I'm really sorry that I can't be there to celebrate with you all in person. When I read about the story of this gentleman and what his history was, I really felt that this was something that we need to make sure that we archived within our records. So I asked staff to put a little something together to give to the family from one first to the other first, as I'm the first African-American executive director for the MPC. I think that it's a momentous celebration, and it's an honor to be able to do this, to celebrate someone who's put their life constantly in danger to protect all of the citizens of Savannah. And I just wanted to take a moment to say I'm honored to and very proud that we are able to do this for you.
Thank you, Melanie.
Oh, wow.
I hope you, yes, thank you for your service.
Could you turn and let the camera see as well?
And I hope that when I'm feeling better, I'll be able to come and see the museum.
We also wanted to hear this too.
Yeah. In addition, I hope that I'm able to come and see his museum when I'm back in the office.
Yeah.
Thank you, Melanie. We're doing a photo op here.
Yes, it is. We also have something else from the city. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
thank
that's you. Fine.
And they want to interview you guys. Thank you so much. Yeah.
You're welcome. And I want to give a little bit of a shout out to the staff.
Yes, please.
This was created by David Ramsey.
Mr. Ramsey, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to say, David, can you do this? And
You know you're in trouble now, David. We know you can do this.
Bree Morgan, who also helped too.
Hey, Bree, thank you so much. Just thank you, Melanie, and your entire staff, and the board, and Ms. Baker, and all the wonderful things you guys make Savannah great. I sincerely appreciate you. Thank you.
It feels like a family reunion.
Thank you.
Linda, do you want to say anything else for the camera, or?
Well, I'd just like to say, and Nick, come stand by me, and Joe, please. This
come on,
is,
Joe.
This is Team Savannah, and these are the things that we like to do to make Savannah whole. We take care of citizens, and we take care of citizens who own businesses, because for me, as a city alderman, it means the same thing. And so I'm just so proud and humbled to stand with this family who are from the third district. And so we're doing just great things, but we can't do it without my partner from the fourth district, Nick Colombo. And I just want to give a special shout out to our archives. I lost that name. Urtana, yeah, Ms. Sprager. She does amazing things. And these kids will now be able to go in there and see some things about their grandfather, but also some awesome things that happen in our community by a lot of people, not just white people, not just black people, not just brown people, but people in our community. And Urtana has the most awesome, she just loves what she does. And I wanna just thank her and let y'all know that she was a part of this too. So thank you from the third district, the fourth district, and Team Savannah. And happy birthday to Lieutenant White. Let's hear it. Yeah. Thank you, Director, your staff, Mr. Ramsey. That's beautiful. Thank you, Andrea. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Really, thank you all. Yeah. Thank you all again. Now we just have to take care of the rest of the business here. If any, we don't want to prolong this too much, but definitely if any of the board members have questions or comments to the petitioner or anything of that nature.
I'd like
Eileen.
To just take a personal privilege here. I first was introduced to Lieutenant White in 2005 by a couple of filmmakers, and they were working on a documentary. I'm not sure it ever was released. And then later, we had interviewed him for two publications we did through the city, which are in the archives. And so for me, it's just really thrilling to see something. I guess if you live long enough, you see things corrected and fixed in your lifetime. So I'm excited for you and very proud that Lieutenant White will have this street named after him. because he certainly, certainly was a community builder in Savannah. Thank you.
Is there anyone, any board members online that have a question or comment briefly? If not, oh, is there anyone? Okay. If not, then we will we'll certainly entertain a motion to approve staff's recommendation to rename a portion of Buchan Avenue for Lieutenant White Avenue because the proposal meets the master plan guidelines. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Eileen, there's a motion. Is there a second?
This is Ashley, second.
Thank you. So there's a motion and a second. So we'll, I'm not sure who's online, but we'll go ahead and go down the line as we usually do. Eileen, how do you vote?
Yay.
Tom, how do you vote?
I vote yes. Can you hear me?
And Sean, how do you vote? Sean is not here. Ashley, how do you vote?
Yeah.
And is there anyone? And then that's all online. Okay, so the motion passes. Thank you all. I'll just say it's a real honor to be here, and it's a real honor to hear you all's story and to see you all here. So thank you for this, and hopefully this is only the first of many recognitions that he'll receive. And I'm waiting for that book too. I think that. Thank you all. And so I think that concludes the agenda. And without any objection, this meeting is adjourned.